from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always here ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this ninth day of June 2023. And boy, do we have a lot tonight. We really have a lot to get through tonight. And so here, again, don't ever rile Kyle. We have Kyle on the board.
Hey, hey Pastor.
And here, live in the studio, we have our high-tech fellow, Mr. Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
And a special guest tonight from, he's the chair of Protect Children, founder of Unwoke Investments, and precinct strategy leader, Jonathan Broadbent.
Hey, everybody.
And then way out in Texas, we have that that fella who is renowned, who is known for all of these years, so many, many years out there, as, well, let's see, he's an author, and he was co-founder of Cops for Christ International, and, well, and I don't know what else I could say except for that I'm his hero. John McTernan.
Okay, Pastor Ernie.
You never know.
Except, it was all good except for the end. The ending wasn't good.
All righty, very good.
God bless you. God bless you and all our listeners, and may we have a great night in truth, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, we were praying that the enemy would not be able to try to take us down tonight. So we have a lot of information to get out, and we're going to get right to it. The title of the message this week was Pride Has Made Them an Abomination Unto the Lord. Their pride, and this month being Sodomite Pride Month, okay? And we, you know, we talked about how it's an interesting thing, how Joe Obama Biden, how he had made sure that all of our embassies, U.S. embassies around the world, flew the abominable Sodomite flag. And then the next day, that was the pride, the next day, when he was speaking to the cadets, he tripped over the Sodomite flag and fell. There came the fall. But here's the interesting thing. The mainstream media, they cut the sound. But if you, when we listened to it, all the cadets stood up and cheered.
Yeah, they
they all were applauding when he fell because they did not even want him there, okay?
Yep.
And so, anyhow, folks, we're living in some perilous times, as the Bible says, and we are not going to accept, not for one minute, we will not. We start out by, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, we will not be conformed to this world, and we will rather die on our feet than live on our knees, and we will never accept any of the woke, abominable, what do you call it? They're abominable ways. So we're going to pick it up where we left off over in Psalm 40, verses 1 through 7. And there's a lot in here. And this is a Psalm of David. And David, the message here is a message for us. David delights to do God's will. David delights to do God's will. And so, John, would you want to read each verse, and then I'll comment, or we can comment? We'll take it a verse at a time.
Okay. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry.
Now, read verse 2.
He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings.
Now, David would often, as David would say, would pray, David was a type of Christ. In other words, his prayers would be the same as the Lord Jesus' prayer to the Father. And we're seeing this. So now here, if you think about this here, that Christ suffered, okay, for three long, very, very long hours on the cross before the Father did what? He heard his cry. And this is what he's saying here. He brought me up also of a horrible pit out of the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. But he said here, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And so he goes on to verse 3. And he hath a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and thou shalt trust in the Lord. Do you remember what the first song in the Bible is, the very first song in the Bible?
Is that the song of Moses?
Song of Moses. And do you know that Song of Moses?
That's Exodus 15:3.
Exodus 15, but Exodus 15:3, it says what? It says, the Lord is a man of war, okay? The Lord is a man of war. But now, that was the first song in the Bible. Do you know what the last song of the Bible is, John?
It's got to be in the book of Revelation, Pastor Ernie.
It's Revelation 15:3.
And that's the song of Moses and the Lamb, I think.
You're absolutely, yeah. And so it's the song of Moses and the Lamb. And here's what he said, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. That's the song of the Lamb. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear. Many shall trust in the Lord. And then blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Now let me ask you that. Is that LGBTQ?
Oh my, yes, Pastor Ernie. The proud and nor turn aside to lies. Absolutely.
And you know, we've gone through this, all of these verses about the proud, the proud, the proud. And it's all about pride, and it's all in your face. And they're replacing these apostate churches, many of them, are actually replacing the cross that they would have out front with a sodomite flag. Now, you know, that the rainbow is used four times in the Bible. Four times in the Bible we see the rainbow. That's Genesis chapter 9, Ezekiel 1. Revelations 4 and Revelation 10. And in every case, the rainbow stands for what, John?
Covenant. Right.
Well, it starts, two things. It's always about judgment and mercy. Judgment and mercy. First is God's judgment, then is mercy, and every single time. Now, so if you take a look at the flood was what? His judgment. What was his mercy?
Covenant comes to mind as a sign of the covenant.
That's the Noahic covenant.
Yeah.
That was, okay, and that's where he spoke the first time about the rainbow. But the judgment was God eliminated 8 billion people off the face of the earth. And the mercy was he saved 8 alive. And so, and if you see the same thing in Ezekiel 1, first you'll see God's judgment, and then his mercy. But when you get to Revelation 4, it's a different type of judgment. It's a bema seat judgment. And how does that bema seat judgment show first to God's judgment and then his mercy? And that bema seat judgment applies to who? To the church.
It applies to us, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
And the judgment would be purifying us from what remains that we did for the Lord, the gold, silver, and precious stones.
Absolutely.
And
so his judgment would be what we've done for him, Okay, in these bodies, Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that would be the judgment. So the mercy would be, would God ever punish you more than you deserve, or is God most merciful?
He's mercy first, Pastor Ernie, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't be doing too good.
Right. Well, Bema seats. Yeah, Bema seats not about punishment; it's about rewards.
No.
And rewards, so, that's what the judgment is: what rewards we keep and what rewards we lose. Okay. And so there's where you have both the judgment and the mercy with us there. So in all cases now, the rainbow, God's rainbow has seven colors, doesn't it?
Yes.
What is the number seven? What is the definition? What is the meaning of the number seven?
That's God's perfect number.
It's perfect. It means perfection, huh?
And, yes.
Okay. And 10 means completion. And so if you go with number 17, like you have in Hebrews 13, 17 is talking, and two verses there. He tells you that verse 7 and then verse 17. So first talks about perfection, you know, pastors, what they're supposed to do. Okay, and then he talks about the completion of perfection too. And so here, the number 6, the sodomite rainbow's got 6 colors. What does that number 6 stand for?
Well, that's the number of man, Pastor Ernie. It's the number in the Bible, rebellion.
Absolutely. And so you think that, here. Okay. Now, all through the scripture, and we've been going through this, we end up reading about how you'll be taken to God's right. It'll be brought to the right. He tells you in Ecclesiastes 10:2, a wise man will turn towards his right, a fool will turn towards his left, and a fool will tell everyone that he's a fool, okay? Then he tells you in Matthew chapter 25 that those on the right will inherit the kingdom of God, but those on the left will be bound and cast in lake of fire, okay? And so, do you remember when Abomination was running, and they had what they call the religious left, okay, coalition, and these were, they referred to themselves as the Matthew 25 coalition. They were making a mockery, playing off people's biblical literacy. And so when I listened to that, I said, well, I think I'm going to help them. I'm going to explain to you people what they're really saying here. So we started doing that. We were telling people about, and one by one, other pastors were picking up on it, and they were preaching about that, and I heard them. They pulled all their ads off the TV then after that. And guess what? All of these so-called clerics that they had were all women. So everything that the Bible tells you, they're going to be in total opposition to, aren't they?
Amazing, Pastor Ernie, isn't it? Isn't it amazing?
I'm going to play a clip.
Look at it today. Look at it today, Pastor Ernie. You know, God says, be fruitful and multiply, and they want to kill every baby in the womb. He made us male and female, and they're saying there's I don't know how many agendas now. And marriage is only between a man and a woman, and that's an abomination to them. They think marriage can be anything to anyone, as many people. I mean, whatever God has set up and established in his creation here, they are 100% against, Pastor Ernie.
I know. We're going to jump. I'm going to have to jump ahead to finish this tonight because what we want to take a look at, for example, here, verse 7, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, okay? And this is, this is the Lord speaking through King David. It's the Lord Jesus speaking through King David. And if we go over to Hebrews chapter 10, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 10, we read this. And what he's telling you, too, if you listen to this, is that God's book, the Bible here, was written in heaven long, long, long before it was ever given to men. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, so do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadst thou pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said I, since he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God, he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which we are all sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. And then I want to jump over to Romans chapter 1. And in Romans chapter, let me jump real quick to Isaiah chapter. I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 2 very quickly and read just two verses, 11 and 12. The lofty looks of men shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud. Let me say that again. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And so here, again, all these companies promoting sodomite pride, all of them, the flying Bud Light, that they really went over like $20 billion loss, and it continues. Target's what, over 12 million now, and then going $12 billion. Kohl's, Walmart, I don't know what their loss is, but they're closing a lot of stores down. Burger King had to close down 400 stores at one time, okay? And all of these stores here, and even Cracker Barrel now. It's too bad because I like going to Cracker Barrel, but I can't go to them now. They're feeling.
Why can't you go to Cracker Barrel, Pastor Ernie?
Because they're a part of the woke thing now. They've gone to the, they're promoting the sodomite thing too now.
Really?
Yeah. Really too bad, isn't it? Because I really like going there. But I can't go there now. If I do go there, it'll be just to tell them I won't be coming back anymore because of that position. And so, anyhow, the chickens are coming home to roost with these people. Los Angeles Dodgers, when they brought their nuns, their so-called drag queen nuns out, and blasphemed God, okay? And they said, you people get over it. You like your entertainment. Your entertainment means more to you than your morals, than your values. You don't have any honor. Virtually that's what they're saying. And that's what Walmart and Target and these people, the message they were trying to put across. Look, when it comes to saving money and getting things cheap, or your honor, your integrity, then you're going to go with your pocketbook. Not for a lot of people. They found out that they crossed the line with the children, didn't they?
Hopefully it stays that way, though.
Yeah, well, it will for us.
You know, Pastor, can I chime in there?
Yeah.
One of the things that I like to say is don't boycott these companies. Vote your values. Vote your values instills in people the idea that we should be sticking with it longer. When people think boycott, in a few months, they tend to migrate back again.
Yep.
These are the types of things we need to vote your values, and that means your pocketbook as well.
Oh, yeah.
So these people, as soon as I hear boycott, I just keep telling people, it's not a boycott, it's voting your values. You need to stick with what you believe in.
Yep.
And so if Target hurts for 6 months, and then you go back again, but they haven't actually changed their stance on issues, then you're defeating your own purpose because you're just waiting for the next time they go woke and go far left. There's one more piece to it, if you don't mind me interjecting. The thing people need to know about what's happening behind the scenes is something called the Corporate Equity Index. That's the lever that's being used to manipulate these international companies like Target and Walmart and places like it.
BlackRock is behind a lot of that, yeah.
BlackRock, Vanguard, yeah. State Street, and a lot of others. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to go over to Romans chapter 1 now. In Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 26. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women to change the natural use into that which is against nature. Well, nowadays, you see, these women nowadays can marry themselves. They're doing that now. They're marrying themselves. And have you seen any of that, John? Returning. Are you there? Did we lose John?
Yeah. All right. Ernie, I'm here.
Okay, yes, did sir. You? Yeah, have you seen it?
I've done the research on Cracker Barrel. I mean, I've been going to Cracker Barrel for, I don't know, 40 years, and I had no idea that had happened. And you're right. You're right. It's fallen. And they're arrogant about it.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I quit. And that's why I'm angry, because I like going there. I like some of the meals that they had. And I like that the way they're set up.
I'll probably go in there tomorrow. I know the manager. I know most of the. I've even prayed with some of the waitresses, and I've witnessed to all of them, giving them brochures. I mean, I've almost got tears in my eyes. My wife loves Cracker Barrel. I have to go in there and tell them, look, you did this to yourselves, and I can't go anymore. I mean, this is literally shocking to me.
You know what? I might go to one and sit there and just cry, too. That'd fix them, right? Have a great big old...
I'm looking at it. I'm looking pictures, and they have these rocking chairs, and they've got the sodomite flag on it.
Yeah, and I saw that.
I've seen nothing in the one I go to here in Texas. Nothing at all. They're not displaying anything here in Texas. But I have to go in there. I mean, this is... their profits they're using to promote,
Yep, I hear you. All righty. Let me very quickly, because we're running out up to the break. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which were not convenient. And that word convenient means proper. That's what word we use for proper. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. See, this is what they're trying to put in the public schools. Everything I'm reading is what they're pushing on us, what they're trying to shove upon us, the entire Democratic Party. And now your woke corporations, they're trying to shove all of this full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, okay, backbiters, haters of God. By the way, that means mindless. That means mindless. Malignity, whispers means mindless people. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding and covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful. These are not good things, right? This is what Democrats are today. Everything that their party platform stands for. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And when you take a look at this, Joe Biden is a pedophile. Joe Biden, that woman that he molested, she had to leave this country. She's hiding. You know where she had to go to? To Russia. She had to go to Russia. She went to, because here she couldn't get her story out, and her life was threatened. And that's how bad they are. And now, for the first time, we have, like a banana republic, the guy that's in the White House is trying to eliminate his competition, trying to eliminate the other party. That's what's happening. We'll be back after this.
Big John. Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John.
Big John. Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son. It was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
Big
Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion, heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints' Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John. Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John.
Big John.
Big Baptist John. All right, we're back, and you know, I wrote that song, Big Baptist John, because of John McTiernan. So, what do you think, John? Is he here again? Are you muting your mic?
No, I'm not. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yeah.
No, I haven't touched anything.
Well, I wrote that song in honor of you, John McTiernan.
Yeah, and I'm blushing.
Alrighty. Hey, we have another Jonathan here, right here. And guess what we've come across? We've discovered how the Democrats are planning on stealing another election. They're underhanded. Well, Jonathan, take it away. Tell the folks.
Yeah, Pastor, this is a nightmare mess in brewing. But this time, we've got all hands on deck and all eyes on the left and watching what they're doing. So this is a good news, bad news situation. I'm going to start off by highlighting the difference between voter fraud and election fraud. So a lot of times you hear people bring up voter fraud and the left says, well, there's not all that much voter fraud and it's not all that common and everything. And they may or may not be correct on that. However, election fraud is where it all happens, and it's rampant, and everybody knows it. It's an open secret by now. Anybody who's honest with themselves looks at things like what happened in Maricopa County, Arizona, and what happened in the 2020 elections, and we know that there's massive
Pennsylvania,
fraud.
Michigan, all your large. By the way, the fellow who drove that truckloads of 250,000 voting ballots, you know,
yep.
He finally was cleared, and everything he said was proven to be true. So,
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, conspiracy. We're conspiracy factists.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to, you know, they call us conspiracy theorists. Wait 6 months and it all proves to be fact.
Yep.
But here's what we're seeing for 2024. And I'm putting this together. And, Pastor, I'm going to say it's a shame. It's just shameful that it takes folks like me. I work in finance, for heaven's sakes. But we have absentee media. We don't have any investigative journalists. We have very few left. Normally, in a real world, when we were growing up, there were people in our government, and there was the media would sniff out something like this, and they would have gone crazy for it. And it would have blown up, and it would have made somebody's career, and they would have won prizes. But as it stands, this is we the people. We're rolling up our sleeves and we're digging in and we're trying to figure out what they're up to. And we believe we've figured out this. First thing to know is that I'm involved in precinct strategy. And that's a national group of people that are trying to reclaim conservatism within the Republican Party. We know people. We're connected. We're communicating all over the country. And that includes Texas and Arizona and places like it. What we believe we've figured out stems back to, drum roll please, this won't surprise you, Obama. Obama, when he was in office, he signed an act called the Help Americans Vote Act. You'd remember it as HAVA, Help Americans Vote Act. That act and a big piece of it is critically important and set the stage for what's starting to happen for 2024.
He got that. That's where he had his training as a community organizer, and that's what they did. We're talking about how to flip the votes.
That's part of it, but another little nasty surreptitious thing happened within Help Americans Vote Act. Again, bear with me here. I'm not the professional, but I'm one of many people that has eyes on this, and then I'm going to get to where the light at the end of the tunnel is here, and hopefully I think it's not a train coming to hit us. This Help Americans Vote Act, one of the things it did is it changed the way Social Security numbers work. Social Security numbers used to typically be assigned to a name. So you would have Pastor Ernie Sanders and you have a Social Security number. The way that things work now is a much more corporate and computer-driven system to monitor and track Social Security numbers. And they're often associated with corporations now for the purpose of tracking payroll and those sorts of things and tax income. So we now have a system where Social Security numbers are disconnected from names. Now, what we believe is happening is this massive coordinated effort to push as many people as possible over our southern border into the United States from South American countries and anywhere else that can get
to China. Thousands and thousands of nationals, Chinese nationals.
So what's happening, we believe, is when they come over the border, they're handed these smartphones that we're hearing all about.
Yep.
On the smartphone is something called CBP1. It's an app. It stands for something Border Patrol, Cross-Border Patrol, I think. But that's not really all that relevant. What CBP1 does is it assigns the last four digits of a Social Security number to the individual. Then an absentee ballot is associated with that and filed for. Then those people, after the ballot is applied for, those people are then shipped to strategically to quote-unquote red states. They're being sent to Wisconsin, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida, primarily. They're being sent all over the place. And, Pastor, what we believe is expected, what we believe is planned here, is that those people fill out the absentee ballot, or it's filled out for them, using that app and a fake, fictitious last four of Social Security number. Then they go to another state and register to vote there.
Yeah.
So now we're looking at new registrations for Democrat voters, and it's through the roof and over the moon. We've got, for last year alone, 2022, we can see 8.5 million new Democrat registered voters. And if we're right about the double voting, that's 17 million more votes, plus all the people that are being piped in this year. And frankly, I believe Governor Abbott in Texas is not doing his job. I'm going to try to be kind. I think he may be compromised, but he is not at all doing the right thing and securing that border. We know what happened in Arizona. Personally, I don't believe that Katie Hobbs is a legitimate governor.
She's not.
I firmly believe that Carrie Lake won that election, and she's the person that would have shored up that border,
yep.
which would have caused a big problem for the planned insurrection. This is the most organized, massive voter fraud
ever. The drug cartels had a lot of money, and they bought, in Maricopa County, they bought the judges, they even bought the sheriff's department, they bought everything.
Those people are being called out like you wouldn't believe now. And people from all over the world, nobody believes that was such a transparent sham. I you'd have to convince me to, I don't know, believe in the tooth fairy yep. or something before I'm going to believe that Katie Hobbs won that election. But so here's what's happening. We've got this belief. We've got the beginnings of this understanding. Well, one of the nice things about the way the system is set up is that we, the people, can request of our boards of election at the county or state level, or even look federally at new voter registrations. So we've got breakdowns all over the counties, the states, and the country of all these new voter registrations. And just as we expected, in all those typically red states, there's a massive spike. Just absolutely massive spike in new Democrat voter registrations. Well, what we're doing, again, it comes back to we the people. We've got armies of people that are now out there, and I'm going to use Texas as an example. What they're doing in Texas is pulling that, and they're finding information about the voter registrations. There are, for instance, just as they did before with the 2,000 mules and the Smurfs and all that stuff, there's a paper trail. We can find this stuff and follow it. We're doing it ahead of time this time. So we've got people that are going out and finding vacant lots that have hundreds of new voter registrations attached to them, single-family homes with 1,000 people. But this is a hypothetical example. But it's egregious, and it's obvious, and we're documenting the heck out of the whole thing. So one of the things I wanted to get on the air with you tonight, Pastor, and ask for help, because it's going to take we the people, and it's going to take a significant army of us to get out there, ruffle the bushes, shake the trees, and figure out all this stuff and document the heck out of it in advance and push it back on our politicians, our news media, and everywhere to fight back.
And this is an activist audience, so you've come to the right place for sure.
Beautiful. So I think the best, I don't have a dedicated number or anything set up, but first of all, listener, if you haven't done so already, go and check out precinctstrategy.org. Dan Schultz, Steve Stern, and I are very active there. By the way, anybody that's interested in patriotic events on Flag Day, there will be roughly 60-ish speakers on Lindell TV all day. I'm one of the 60.
Good.
So, yeah, we've got General Flynn, we've got all Mike Lindell, you name it, a whole bunch of big shot speakers, and little old me. So hit Precinct Strategy, and I'll tell you what, if you're out there and you have any interest in helping figure out this stuff, if you have experience, for instance, with database management, find me through Unwoke Investing. That's probably the easiest way to find me. Unwoke is, I don't trust any of these social media platforms, so I'm on all of them. So, you'll find me on Telegram, Gab, Twitter, MeWe, you name it. You can get a hold of me through that. And please step in. We need to build an army. We need people out
there. So is it unwokeinvesting.org or?
Any of that, we'll get to. I own all of them. Unwoke Investing is my website, unwokeinvesting.com.org. Unwoke Investing is my Twitter handle. It's on Gab, MeWe. I use that one now because it's probably the easiest way for people to get a hold of me. It's really easy to remember. Unwoke Investing. Type it into whatever platform you like, and you're going to find me. But please, please do come and help us. We need an army of people out there fighting back against this. If we are going to stop another massive steal in 2024.
All right. Very, very good. Well, we know we've got to get on top of this. And I think people are much more awake. And we know Zuckerberg is going to be stopped. I mean, he lost a bunch, didn't he? In that, so.
Yep.
But it's their very nature. They know they cannot win a fair election. They don't do anything fair. They don't do anything upright. And so, and I think, John, what do you think? Because you know, I mean, they're pushing hard, and I think, John, for this Jack Smith, this very 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 crooked prosecutor. And his boss, Merrick Garland, I think that the two of them would be very, very hard-pressed to find anyone as corrupt as themselves to prosecute. I really believe that. I don't believe that, you know, Merrick Garland, he swore he was going to get even because he didn't get nominated for that Supreme Court. Well, it's his record. You know, he goes all the way back to the Oklahoma bombing. He was involved, you know, in that case and all the corruption back in there. And so what do you think, John? Do you think that they would, that Jack Smith or Merrick Garland could find anyone as corrupt as themselves? Because now it's what they call the box hoax. Trump is calling this latest one is the box hoax. What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, Hillary Clinton will give them a run for their money.
Yeah, that would be true, too, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot in that race. I mean, you could get Soros in it, and you could get Gates, and you could get...
yeah, but they wouldn't be prosecuting those people, especially Hillary. Hillary would not, you know, they're scared of Hillary. Hillary's probably got something on all of them. They do whatever they have to, Comey, Ray, all of them, to make sure that... Hillary's protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's the queen, Pastor Ernie. Apparently, she's the queen.
Well, Hillary is an actual real witch. She's an actual head of a witch covenant in California. And her two bodyguards told me that very personally, that she, we had them on the radio program. Larry Patterson told me, and also her handler, Larry Nichols, who... he told me that she would go out to California once or twice a month. She would address a witch covenant. And she called herself, she had actually introduced herself as the Wicked Witch of the West. She actually introduced, I heard her introduce herself one time. But her.
Yeah, she was at a witches group in New York City. It was like lesbian witches or something, and she addressed it. I mean, that's for real.
I'm telling you. No, she is the head of a witch covenant in California. Yeah. Drusilla. Drusilla is her witch name. Drusilla. That's her witch name. And do you remember when she called in here on the radio program?
No, Pastor Ernie. No.
That was... I remember it very, very clearly. She wasn't very nice. We had to bleep her like five times. But it was, I don't know how she knew that we were going to have, but I had Larry Nichols on. Larry Nichols was their strategist. I led him to the Lord, but he was the real strategist. They sent Dickie Morris out there for public consumption. He was the guy you looked at in the back. It was Larry Nichols. He was their real strategist. And she knew he was.
Yeah. What happened to Morris?
He's still out there. He's writing books, and he's still doing commentary. He's out there, but I'm not sure. But I think I just recently heard him, and I think he was like endorsing DeSantis. But I might be wrong on that one. But he was just recently in the news there. I don't think he goes on Fox News anymore.
Yeah, I've seen nothing of him in, like, years.
Yeah. Well, he's still around. But anyhow, there you go. So what they're doing as far as is going after Trump with more of these phony. By the way, I have an article here. Let me read this article because it's got to do with exactly what we're talking about. New witness destroys entire Trump's docs narrative. Even CNN can't ignore this bombshell. See, they're trying to make a deal with Trump. You back out. You agree not to run because they're scared to death of him because he knows he's going to come after him, and we'll drop all these phony charges. Amid reports that the Department of Justice, okay, is planning to drop an indictment on former president. This is, this was yesterday's. President Donald Trump for his handling of classified documents. A new report has emerged that runs contrary to the narrative that the former president never followed the rules. According to a report from CNN, a former official who served in the White House during the Trump and Obama administrations as advisor on declassifying documents provided specific instances of when Trump ensured everything was done by the book. So the former official whose name was withheld by CNN said Trump knew the process for properly declassifying documents, although he did not go so far as to say it was always followed. They had to add that in there, right?
Of course.
The official who was interviewed by the Justice Department in the Trump probe and the department's investigation into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents said the tone of each of probe was very, very different. When comparing the questioning about Biden to that about Trump, the former official said he wouldn't expect it to match the intensity, and it didn't. I just wanted to say Biden was just on there. They played an old clip of Biden on there, and he was admitting that he had taken home as a senator back in the 70s, from all the way back in the 70s, Biden admitted that he still had classified documents that he had taken home. But they're not going to go after him. And again, it's getting to the point where, John, what are we going to see? Chris Wray knew that he was up against it. And if we know that the Justice Department would not press charges, but they could send to Congress. And Jim Jordan could send the Sergeant-at-Arms in Congress right over and arrest Chris Wray. And he would have federal marshals with him to do that, okay? And then Wray knew that. He could do that, okay? And that's why Chris Wray turned over those documents now. So now that all Congress can see it, they've got them. They showed all of what Biden. And you notice how they wanted to keep all the attention on Donald Trump so people aren't hearing about Biden. But yep. It's coming down. The chickens are coming home to roost on Biden.
That's what they do every time. Every time there's anything on any of them. Clinton, Biden, Obama, any of them. As soon as there's something splashy that's going to get headlines, then they pick some Republican, and you know they'll just shower the airwaves with negative attack ads.
Yeah, but you see what's happening now is that people, a growing number of people who had not voted for Trump are now going to vote for Trump because of what they're doing to him. They're seeing how they're treating him. And so now all of these Republican candidates, it would be suicide for them not to speak out in favor of Trump, not to come out in his favor, because here, you know, the people see this. And see, what they're doing to Trump, they're doing that to us because it was our votes that they stole. It was, you know, we could not, all these people, and they're all, well, where's the election fraud? No proof. I could not get one that would ever come on this radio program with me. Like Bill Baer, like Brett Baer, or Neil Caputo, or any of those would never come on this radio program because they were told, here's what you say, and even do it in the same cadence where's the evidence with election fraud? And I saw Carrie Lake, she just really tore Brett Baer apart when he pulled that on her. His face was red as a beet, okay? But make sure you can't get it too close to the Yep. Machine there.
There's, I'm looking something up for you, Pastor. I think you're really going to like this. There's a clip. It was. we got a couple of people that are really stepping up that are on our side. One of them is this Simon Atiba guy. I like him. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that got kicked out of the White House press secretary, the press office. But then,
see, the one that just asked Biden, is it true about all your corruption and Biden cussed?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I think he is the same guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but that what's her name? The press secretary, the CJP. I don't ever.
I know.
She's a wackadoodle, but she and him, they just really butt heads. She is nasty to him. Won't answer any questions. Nothing. So, but he's a fighter, and he's out there uncovering stuff.
Steve Ducey's kid, he's another one that goes out there. He's really goes after Biden, too. And so at least there's a couple out there that still do it. But we've seen Fox News is, well, that Harris Faulkner, I like her. She really tells it the way it is. But she came right out and says, that Fox is being forced to go woke. They're being forced to go woke, okay? So at least all of this stuff is coming out now, okay?
Yep.
And people are starting to see what's happening there. All right, and one of the things I wanted to say real quick, too, was we're going to show a clip here in a few minutes when we come back. Or not show it, we're going to listen to this clip. John, how many years... How many years have we been telling people about the Black Road Regiment? For 50 years, how many years have we told people not to be a 501c3, to stay away from the 501c3?
Pastor Ernie, I don't, it goes back for decades.
Yeah, from day one, we told people have no part of the 501c3. Well, anyhow... Guess what? Now, I've been in a part of the Black Robe Regiment, the original. Well, not the original. The original goes back to the War for Independence. But in the last 50 years, we've had a Black Robe Regiment. But now there's a new group called the Black Robe Regiment. I don't think they even know about us. But they're doing, it's a good thing what they're doing. They're doing a good thing. They're adding to us. And we're going to be playing this clip when we come back from the break, which is a very, very good thing, that the pastors are finally starting to move. And for all of these years, I've been trying to wake the pastors up. For 50 years, we've been trying to wake them up, and now they're starting to awaken. And if they find the courage, the people will follow them if they have the courage to lead. So, all right, we're coming up to a break. We will be back right after this with a whole lot more, so don't go away. Gonna get better. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.